You're listening to a Mindfulness for Kids episode of the Mindful Parenting Podcast. Today, we are doing a practice with sounds. Welcome to the Mindful Parenting Podcast. Here it's about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent or kid. I'm your host, Hunter Clark Fields. I help smart, thoughtful parents stay calm so they can have strong, connected relationships with their children. I'm the creator of the Mindful Parenting course, and I'm the author of the best-selling book, Raising Good Humans, and now Raising Good Humans Every Day. I'm joined by Dr. Christopher Willard, clinical psychologist, author, and dad. He is the author of 20 books, including Alpha Breaths and Growing Up Mindful. Both of us have been practicing mindfulness for over 20 years, and we are so excited to share the benefits with you. Are you struggling with kids fighting, yelling, and more despite listening to the podcast and reading all the books? Parenting can be so overwhelming and exhausting. You know, I see you and I have something that will help. Mindful Parenting SOS. I'm offering free live mindful parenting sessions starting Monday, May 6th. Basically, live mindful parenting lessons that you'd normally have to pay for. So if you struggle with getting your kids to listen, tantrums, misbehavior, and feeling the guilt of yelling at your kid, then you should definitely get your spot in Mindful Parenting SOS. I'll be there to answer your questions in person, and if you can't make it, we will have replays available. Don't wait to get your spot now. It's free. Go to mindfulmamamentor.com/SOS to register. That's mindfulmamamentor.com/SOS. I can't wait to see you there. Hi, Chris. Good to see you again.
Hey, Hunter. Nice to see you. Another week.
Another week, another meditation. I'm so excited to chill out with you. So what have you got for us today?
Well, I thought I would do one of my favorite practices. I know a lot of us tend to focus on breathing. My kids tell me breathing is boring. And I also struggle to focus on breathing as an anchor. So what I'd like to do is focus on sounds today as our anchor of attention, and I'll just guide us through. Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, that sounds great. Sounds. Ha ha ha. Sounds great.
Well, let's just start again. Sounds are a little easier when we close our eyes or lower our eyes, so we can begin with that. And then I'll invite us to imagine that maybe we've got like superhero listening abilities, or we've got ears like a deer or a rabbit, one of those creatures that has incredible hearing ability. When you gave them a start, I'll just invite us to begin to notice, what's the farthest away sound that you can hear? Let's lean those ears out. Maybe a sound outside of your house or apartment. Is there anything that you can hear out on the street or beyond? Cars, airplane, distant sounds. And then just coming a little bit closer. Maybe sounds a little closer that are outside. And zooming in a little bit closer still, noticing sounds from inside your house, building that you're in. Can you hear people's footsteps or voices, music, TVs, cooking? And then coming a little bit closer still, just noticing sounds in the room that you're in. Fans, heating, buzzing of computers or lights. And then coming closer still, what sounds do you hear your own body making? The rustling of your clothing, creaking of your chair. Maybe noticing too the sound of your own breath, And how does your breath sound outside of your body? As well as how does your breath sound inside your body? It sounds a little different. And noticing any other sounds from inside your body. Can you hear your stomach growling, heartbeat, blood rushing past your ears? And seeing, is it possible to hear the sound of your own thoughts? Is that possible? As well as spaces between your thoughts. And then back out once more to notice sounds and any silences or spaces between them. When you feel ready, you can just blink your eyes open and see if you can bring the same attention to the rest of your senses you brought to your ears. And knowing at any point, you can always just come back to sounds to get your bearings, to come back to the moment. Check in with yourself and the world around you.
That was lovely. I heard cars and I heard crows. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you, Hunter. One of my favorites. Thanks for letting me share.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.